no place like home.
Now on WGN.FM, the G, the housing guru. It's the David Hochberg Show.
Welcome to the Housing Guru Show. My name is David Hochberg. I'm here for the next hour. I got two short sale experts in here with me, Lauren Hsu and Kate Dolan. We're here to talk about short sales. Housing Guru Show phone lines are open, 312-235-2525. 312-235-2525. Also have an email set up. Don't feel comfortable talking on air, shoot me an email. The Housing Guru at WGN.com. The Housing Guru at WGN.com. Short sales came into vogue about 5-6 years ago when everything went kablooey in 2007, 2008. It was always there. It was always part of a real estate market. It was always a small segment of the real estate industry. But when the liquidity stopped in 07 and 08 and people had $300,000 worth of mortgages on a $500,000 home that then depreciated to $200,000, which happened a lot, not only in this area, but throughout the United States, those people were left holding the bag because not only did they lose $300,000, and not only did they now owe more than what their house was worth, they didn't have a job, a spouse passed away. They got cut back. You know, maybe they still had a job, but they got cut back on hours. They had to live off their credit cards, and they just couldn't afford their homes. Real estate taxes didn't go down with their income. Monthly expenses didn't go down when their income went down, and they were just completely rolled and didn't know what to do. And then short sales came out more in vogue, and people that I have in here right now, the realtors that I have in studio with me, Lauren Hsu and Kate Dolan, why don't you introduce yourself, ladies, are short sale experts, and they're going to introduce themselves, tell our listening audience what you do, and we've got a caller calling in right now. So go ahead, Lauren, you're first.
Thanks, David. I'm Lauren Hsu with Exit Realty, and I can be reached at 312-909-1329. We're here to talk about short sales and explain to everyone what a short sale is, how we can help you if you're facing any type of hardship, and also talk about the tax ramifications that a lot of people are talking about in the news this year.
Lauren, fantastic. Kate, fire away.
My name is Kate Dolan with Jamison Real Estate, and you can reach me at 773-517-2666. Please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, you're not sure what the value of your home is, or you're curious about what a short sale is, how it might impact you or your credit. We're here to help.
312-235-2525. Phone lines are open. 312-235-2525. If you have any short sale questions, not sure what a short sale is, you want to join the show, give us a call. We have one of your clients that are calling in, Barbara. Barbara, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic. You just went through a short sale, correct?
I did.
And did you know anything about a short sale prior to calling these ladies to get it done?
No, only a little bit that I had read in a paper or heard on your show. When I called you, you gave me excellent advice. I kind of was at a loss, couldn't afford the home anymore, and you recommended me to Lauren. She walked me through the process, you know, explained everything to me, what my liabilities would be, and it really turned out to be the best thing I did. I should have done it 2 years ago.
All right, so we needed to have some type of financial or economic hardship.
Yes.
And there had to be some type of, like, life-altering occurrence to make you not be able to afford your home in order to qualify for a short sale. What was your life-altering occurrence that made you not be able to afford the home anymore, Barbara?
Well, first my husband passed away, and then about a year and a half later, I lost my job of 20 years.
Oh,
wow.
And I got another job, but of course at a much lower salary, so I could no longer afford the home.
So you're a perfect candidate. Your husband's, you know, sorry for your loss, obviously, that's terrible. Husband passed away, then a year later you lost your job and then found a job at less than what you were making. And let me guess, by the time your husband passed away with all of his medical bills and loss of income, you probably depleted all your savings by that time that you lost your job, or were you just hanging on by the time that your job wasn't eliminated?
You know, I was just kind of hanging on, and then I had depleted the rest of my savings trying to keep the house, which, like I say, I never should have done.
Right. But this is America.
Should have called you earlier.
Well, you know what? Yeah, well, I'm glad you called me, which was, I didn't help you, but I was able to get you to people that could help you, and the ladies that were able to help you are here, and that's why we're doing the show. It's called the Housing Guru Show, because anything related to housing, this is where I want people to come, because, yes, I couldn't get you a mortgage because of your situation, but thank God I've got an association with these two short sale experts, these two ladies that are pros in this, in this field. So, ladies, what did you do to help Barbara? I mean, walk us through. Lady lost her husband, right? It's not like you expect somebody to pass away, but it's a fact
right.
of life.
Happens.
Then, a couple years later, right, blows to her savings, then loses her job, finds another job less than what she was making. She can't afford this house.
Right.
You know, so what happened? How'd you get her out?
So I met up with Barbara. I think her process took a total of about 6 months. I met up with her. I gave her a short sale consult. It usually takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to get through all of the information with people. But I would say most people feel a lot better after we go over the consult so they know what to expect. Met up with her, gave her the consult. She said, okay, let me think about this. Yes, I'm ready to get started. I get her short sale package. She filled it all out. We hit the market. We find a buyer. We submitted her file to the bank, and start negotiating.
How long did that take from the time you started talking to Barbara till you submitted the file?
A couple weeks, because I wait till I get a buyer that's solid. I make sure that buyer's solid through attorney review, make sure they're qualified to buy this home, have all their earnest money. Then we go to the bank. So that's what we did. I think we went through one or two buyers before we actually had the buyer that closed, because the bank will negotiate off of what the house is worth. And in her situation, our first buyer's offer was lower than what the bank appraised it for.
Right.
So they wanted more money. Buyer said, no, I'm not willing to pay that. Okay, buyer walked. I told Barbara, don't worry about it. This happens a lot. We will find another buyer. Let's hit the market at the price in which the bank has approved and they're willing to take, and let's find another buyer.
Where was the property at that Barbara owned?
We'll just say suburbs.
Suburbs?
For,
okay.
Yeah, for Barbara's sake.
Yeah,
it was
for privacy.
Suburbs. Yeah. So it was in the suburbs, a very nice single-family home.
Mm-hmm.
We found a buyer in which would pay the price that the bank had approved. We went under contract with that buyer. We waited maybe 3, maybe 4 weeks tops, and then we had short sale approval.
Done.
Called her up. I said, hey, I know it's bad timing because she got approved right in the middle of the holidays to close. And now you got to move and you got to pack up. And she only had about 30 days notice. We were waiting and waiting. And I told her, you know, expect to get approval and, you know, be ready to rush because that's just kind of how these work. And I told her, but hey, it's worth it to close now because it was in the 2013. She'd qualify under the Mortgage Forgiveness Debt Relief Act that was expiring at the end of last year. And I said, you know, you're really lucky with all this timing. Let's get it done. And she did.
Where are you living now, Barbara?
In LaGrange.
And how does it feel to be out from underneath that house that you were upside down and could afford?
It's a huge weight off my shoulders. Huge.
Could you have done this alone?
I was worried about what I was going to do. Pardon? No. Because I didn't know anything about it. I wouldn't have known where to even begin.
And you're not a professional realtor. You just categorize what you do. Are you in human resources? Are you an accountant? Are you in
customer service?
Okay, so you're in customer service. You're not a short sale expert. Okay,
no.
So, and that's what you know. It's always like, well, I talk to people like Barbara's that are going through a similar situation like Barbara all the time. And I'm like, well, you know, why don't you try short sale? I could do this myself. Sure you can. You know, do you have, you know, a semi-truck backing in to deliver your food?
Can you
back the semi-truck into the loading dock, too, to unload the truck with the forklift? You know, mister, I could do everything. No. You know, she's in customer service. So let her do her job as customer service. Stay the hell out of the way and let the pros do the job. What did it cost you to do the short sale, Barbara?
Out of my pocket?
Yeah, how much was it out of your pocket to get this done?
I don't know, offhand, just a few $100s because I had to pay, you know, a few tax things for my village and things like that. But other than that, nothing at all.
Yeah, right. There's no fee from us as the realtor or from the attorney. The realtors, attorneys, all closing costs, period taxes, all that gets paid at closing by the bank. Sometimes the bank won't pay a couple, I call them junk fees. They're just small little fees. Hey, she had to go pay her final water bill at the village and pay a couple little inspection fees that her village required. Sometimes the bank won't cover those fees, but we're talking a couple hundred bucks at the end of the day.
And she's out from under a $300,000-$400,000 home that
she's
can't
from
afford.
She's out from a lot of debt that she couldn't afford, and she has a settled account. The bank issued her an approval letter saying there will be no deficiency judgment issued against you. We've agreed to take this contract with this buyer with this amount. You have a settled account.
312-235-2525, 312-235-2525. If you're having a similar situation as Barbara, owe more than what your house is worth, can't afford it, want to get out from under it, don't know what to do, had a maybe, you know, lost a loved one like Barbara did, maybe lost a job like Barbara did. Barbara, my God, you know, you had the daily double. Thank God it stopped at two bad things happening to you at the same time here. So so the house is gone. You're in a rental. You're moving on. And are you in a place that you could afford now?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and just in your own words, without having this opportunity to get rid of this house, what would have happened to you?
Oh, I'm sure I would have ended up in foreclosure. You know, my credit would have been destroyed forever.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a lot of anxiety. It was just too much for me.
Well, it's great. I'm glad that you heard us on the radio. I'm glad that you called. I'm glad that I was able to flip you over to Lauren and Kate over here to get it done, and we got it done.
So, yeah, she did a great job. I was very, very pleased.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Listen, you have a great new year. Enough bad things, you know, have happened to you in the past couple of years. Only good thing in 14 for you, okay? And if you need anything whatsoever, did she have any late mortgage payments prior to the short sale?
Yeah, I want to say maybe about six total.
Okay, so you have what's considered a foreclosure on your bank, on your credit report, Barbara. All right, so we're going to have to wait at least 3 years for you to get another mortgage, which is fine. Do you have any credit cards or anything like that right now?
I do, and I'm current on everything. I was always current on everything with the exception of the mortgage.
Okay, well, then you're good to go.
Do you mind if we clarify that?
Go ahead.
So when she closes on her short sale, which she did, the bank will most likely report it to her credit report as a short sale or settled for less than owed. So she doesn't have a reporting on her credit as a foreclosure. It's reported as short sale. But in David's eyes, when the lender goes to give Barbara a loan in the future, they will view it as a foreclosure, because if you miss more than, is it
five.
Six?
Okay, five mortgage payments.
Five consecutive mortgage payments, the lender giving you the loan will look at it like a foreclosure.
Correct.
Even though it's not reported to her credit with those words.
Right.
But David, can you talk about the back to work program?
Yeah.
And how that can afford someone an opportunity to buy?
I was just going to get to that. A back to work program. So, Barbara, in your case, if you could show that from June of last year until December 31st, that you had lost 20% of your income due to an economic event from the previous year that caused you to go into a short sale, then you only have to wait 1 year after the close in order to get an FHA loan. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but since that you went back to work and everything else, you know, you might qualify if you lost 20% of your income from your previous job. And I was going to get to that, and thanks for reminding me. But there is something called a back-to-work program. If anybody's got any questions, you could call 312-896-2111. I've got a frequently asked questions list there of all the possible questions. And if we could document that you lost 20% of your income that caused the short sale 6 months prior to the close, we could get you into a loan 1 year after the closing once you've reestablished your credit and done all the right things. How's that sound?
That's good to know. You know, in the future, I'd be interested in buying a condo or something.
Yeah, and we'll hook you up and get you going. All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to share your story with us. A lot of people don't know what a short sale is, think they would qualify. You know how many people call me, Barbara, and say, I don't want this home anymore. I'm like, well, you know what? I got people who lost their spouses, lost their jobs, lost their kids, lost this, lost that. That's what this program is for. It's not because you don't feel like making your mortgage payment anymore.
That's right.
You know, because your house lost $200,000. I'm sorry you bought in a crappy area and, you know, that the values are gone away. You know, this is for programs for people like Barbara here.
You need hardship is the bottom line.
You need a true economic hardship. Lost your husband, economic hardship, right?
Lost your job.
An income, right? And you lost a loved one. And then she lost her job. I mean, that's what this is, what it's all about. Barbara, thanks, my friend. We got to get rolling to other things here, but I appreciate you calling
in.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay.
See you
good
later.
Good luck to you.
All right. 312. I just hit that button. All right, I'm all new to this phone system here. 312-235-2525, 312-235-2525. You want to add something, Kate?
Sure. Lauren, can you just, for the listeners, tell us quickly with Barbara's situation, she owed X and it ended up selling for how much? What are we talking about?
I don't have her mortgage payments in front of me, but I believe it was around $220 or $250 that she owed, and it sold for about $126.
Okay, so it was about $100,000,
yeah,
loss.
About $100,000. I think that was our closing price, was $126.
So she owed in the $220s, and you sold it for about $120. Wow.
Yeah.
So she wiped out, and that's huge.
Right.
And in the suburb that she was in your best estimation, how long would it have taken for that unit to have gotten back to the 220s? 3, 4, 5 years? No time soon? No
Personally, time? I think longer. It could have even been 10 years. I mean, at the price in which the bank approved,
yeah,
it took me a good 6 or 7 weeks to get that buyer.
Did you?
Even the bank's price wasn't a fly off the market price. I mean, it wasn't, I didn't have people fighting over it. This neighborhood did not have an extreme demand for buyers, so it still would have taken a long time.
But at the right price?
At the right price.
Somebody bought it. At the right price? Somebody will buy Michael Jordan's mansion up in Highland Park.
I mean,
the Bannock
Park.
Okay.
These people were happy. They felt like they were getting a good deal, and I thought they were getting a good deal too. It's just that at the end of the day, there still wasn't a huge high demand for buyers in this neighborhood.
All right, we got to hit a break. 312-235-2525. You're listening to the Housing Guru Show on WGN.FM. Phone lines are open. We're going to take a short break. Come back. Phone lines are open. 312-235-2525. 312-235-2525. Shoot me an email. TheHousingGuru@WGN.com. We're going to take a break. Be right back.
The Guru is in and easy to reach at 312-235-2525. It's the Housing Guru, David Hochberg, on WGN.FM, The G.
312-235-2525, 312-235-2525. Phone lines are open. In studio with me, Kate Dolan, Lauren Hsu, your short sale experts. Ladies, reintroduce yourselves for the listeners.
I'm Kate Dolan with Jamison Real Estate. We are happy to help you. If you have any questions about what you think the value of your home might be and you're not sure if you're underwater, please reach out. You can call me anytime at 773-517-2666.
Okay, Lauren.
I'm Lauren Hsu with Exit Realty Redefined. I can be reached at 312-909-1329.
Phone lines are open. We're here to help you. 312-235-2525, 312-235-2525. Send me an email, thehousingguru@wgn.com, and I will get it. And hopefully, if we have time, we'll read it on the air and give you answers. We've got Jennifer on the phone. How are you, Jennifer? How can we help you?
I'm doing okay. I had a question for the short sale expert. I'm looking at Zillow, and it says that my property is only worth $300,000,
mm-hmm,
and I'm 45 days into losing my job, and basically at this point, I don't think that next month I'm going to be able to pay my mortgage. So it doesn't look like I can sell at this point. If it Zillow saying it's worth $300,000 and I paid $350 for it and only put 2.5% down. It's an FHA loan.
All right. So here
would
we go.
Hang on,
Lauren. Thank you. Know, a little shaky, right? A little nervousness in her voice, right? Jobs report came out that we hired a bunch of people, but you know what they don't tell you is a bunch more people are losing their jobs as we're hiring these people. So it's kind of like a revolving door, unfortunately. And Jennifer's
too common.
Way too common, right? So as people are going in at 40% to 50% less than what they were making before, Jennifer's now on the way out. You know, losing her job. So you got a lady here. Only put 3.5% down with an FHA loan, upside down. Well, first of all, Zillow, in my opinion, it's not a true estimation of the value of your house. If you want to live and die on Zillow, you're going to die on Zillow because it's just a good estimate.
It's usually 6 months behind. It's not as accurate. I mean, it'll give you a ballpark figure.
Ballpark.
But
that's all
it generally tells you your home is worth more than it actually is worth.
Okay, so we talked about hardships, right? We talked about Barbara last segment, lost her husband, lost her job, lost her savings, blew through her savings, and living in a home that was worth $100,000 more than less than what she owed, right? She owed $220, and you sold it for $120, a buck twenty, whatever. Now you got Jennifer here at the other side, just getting ready to go through this. Thank God she hasn't lost anybody, you know, with a death, but she's about ready to lose her job, which is the death of her job.
Right.
So walk Jennifer through what the process is on what she should do. Now here, some people would say, right, forget about it. Screw this. I'm just going to throw the keys on the table and walk away.
Terrible idea.
I agree with you.
But people do think that that's what they a lot of people think that's their only option.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize they have other options.
Right. The bank owns my house. I don't care. I'm going to live here till they throw me out. Up theirs. I'm done. Okay.
Right here. I'll let the bank have it.
Let the bank have it. Right. Okay. As if the bank here. First of all, we had a caller into our show on Saturday who said the bank owns 2/3 of my house and I own 1/3 because I only put 1/3 down. No, there's Zippy.
No, it was John. I remember.
Right. You own 100% of your house and the bank's financing you and you owe the bank that extra money. Just like Jennifer here owes more than what her home is worth. So walk Jennifer through what she should be doing right now. Instead of just throwing the keys on the table and saying, forget about it. She's doing the right thing. Calling in at 312-235-2525. Fire away, Kate.
Sure. First of all, Jennifer, we're happy that you called. We're happy that you reached out because that's not an easy step. It's not easy to admit that you're going through something like this. So thank you. Are you single? Is it just you? Or do you have somebody else on the mortgage with you?
No, it's just me. It's a one bedroom, one bath.
What area are you in?
I'm in Lincoln Park.
Okay.
Right off of like North Avenue in Sedgwick.
Okay, sure.
So wait here. For people that don't know the city, that's a great area. Okay, it's rebounded aggressively. One bedroom, one bath condo should be flying off the hook there because not only for owner occupies, but there's a lot of investors that are looking for one on ones.
Absolutely.
That'll buy those places up in a heartbeat. So,
absolutely. And there's very little inventory out there. So the question will not be, you know, can we sell the place? Of course, you know, any property is able to be sold at the right price. But for someone like you, Jennifer, if you're going through a situation where you've lost your job and you're not sure where February's mortgage payment is going to come from and you're not going to be able to afford to make that payment, what we'd like to do is set up a time for you to sit down with us and we'll take you through a short sale presentation and talk to you exactly about how it impacts you and what the timing is like. And basically what you can expect is about a 4 or 5 month timeline for us to go to your bank and negotiate with essentially FHA, who owns your mortgage, for a full settlement.
Hang on one second. You do that for them.
That's right.
All that Jennifer has to do is pick up the phone and say, hey, I called the Housing Guru show. I talked to you guys on the air. I'm losing my job in 20 whatever days. I don't know where the next mortgage payment's coming from. I'm the girl in Lincoln Park with the one bedroom, one bath. Can you help me? Boom. She doesn't have to do a thing except fill paperwork out.
Correct. That's right. We need Jennifer or anybody to be an active role throughout this short sale process of, you know, getting us the correct paperwork and bank statements and pay stubs throughout. You know, obviously she's unemployed. She won't have pay stubs to give to us. But we'll need them to be somewhat active and responsive with us. But we take it from start to finish. Absolutely.
The bank will constantly ask for updated financials until the property closes. They'll always ask for last two paycheck stubs, last 2 months worth of bank statements from your primary checking account. And in the beginning of the process, they ask for your last 2 years worth of tax returns. So we always tell our sellers, be prepared. When you get that paycheck stub or your next bank statement, have it ready to send to me if the bank requests it, because they usually do.
Single woman, living in Lincoln Park. Are you a first-time home buyer, Jennifer?
I am. And, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, moving back. I'm from California, so this weather's freaking me out as well. So,
I'm from Chicago, and it's freaking me out, too, so don't worry about it.
So I'm thinking about moving back west, and so, you know, if I get it, you know, if I start interviewing over there, it's going to be another couple months as well. So my other question to you is my mother was freaking me out about that act that I could still have – be liable for, you know, the difference. So how does that work?
All right, let me explain to the listeners what that is. Phone lines are open, 312-235-2525, 312-235-2525. Barbara called in at the first segment of the show, lost her husband, lost her job, and Lauren was able to help her with a short sale. Jennifer's calling in, just lost her job, freaking out, with, you know, can't handle the cold weather because the people out in California have thin skins and can't handle 50 below. Less if we can. Right? I mean, we're just
it's
crazy.
It's nothing.
Right, it's nothing. Suck it up, put on a sweater. But so here, let's say that, God willing, she finds a job in California. There's another hardship. She has to move.
Relocation.
Relocation is another milestone for hardships that you have to move out and you owe more than what you have and you don't have any money in the bank. it's another reason for a short sale, relocation. How many people have you guys, have you ladies helped because with the short sale because of relocations?
A lot, absolutely.
Right. I know I've sent you at least five or six of them. Hey, I lost my job in Illinois. There's no jobs here. I got to go to Ohio. It's booming. I got to go to the oil fields up in North Carolina. I got one guy going to North Dakota. I got a guy going down to Texas because, you know, because they were in the energy field. There's nothing here.
Right.
And they dispersed. But, you know, they were upside down by $200, $300 and they had to get out. So here's Jennifer. What does she do? What happens? What, you know, she's freaking out. She makes the call. Take us from there. Get her out.
Well, she would meet with either me or Kate. We'll meet up with her, give her a short sale consult, explain everything to her. Jennifer, you'd have to bring your last, most recent mortgage statement if you have it. And do you have one loan or two loans on the property?
It's typically one with an FHA loan. I'm assuming it's one loan, Jennifer. They didn't do any type of 80-10-10 for you. You only put 3.5% down, so I'm assuming you only got one loan, or did you put a HELOC behind it?
One loan. So bring your most recent mortgage statement. We'll meet with you, give you a short sale consult. We'll get her the package, and we'll get her started right away, especially if she knows that she's not going to be able to make her next payment in 45 days. The sooner we get started, the better. Our goal is always to get it done as quickly as possible so that she has less dings on her credit from missed mortgage payments. That's always our goal. Sometimes it's a little out of our control if the bank's first appraisal comes in out of whack, because the bank will go off of what the house is worth today. The bank will not necessarily negotiate off of what you owe. Mm-hmm. Everyone's so worried about, well, this is what I owe.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah. Look, the bank is not going to go off of what you owe.
Hang on. Here's an analogy. You're drowning. Okay, and I'm throwing you a brown life preserver, right? And you don't like the color brown. Guess what? Reach for the freaking life vest, okay? It doesn't matter what color it is, right? Just reach for the ring.
Right,
I don't care
right.
if it's brown. I'm a guy. I don't like a pink life ring. Tell you what. Give me a pink life ring
Take
if I'm
it.
Drowning, all right?
Right?
Pull me on board. Get me out of this freaking sinking ship, all right? Okay, but people are like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I think it's going to hurt me here. I think it's going to hurt me there. Here, she's sitting in a condo that she can't afford.
It's not perfect.
She's got to get out of the condo. Why is it so difficult? And Jennifer, not you, but I'm just using you as an example, because other people would be like, well, it might hurt my credit, and I don't know, and I don't want to do this, and it might hurt me here, it might hurt me there. Guess what? You've got an elephant falling out of a 747 on your head, right? You have no job. You have no way to deflect
that
elephant from falling on your head.
Yeah, right? and you can't have your cake and eat it, too. We tell people that all the time. You're going to walk away from $100,000 in debt, fully settled, no future financial obligations. You're done. Well, your credit might take a little bit of
a
hit. That's part of the deal. It's not perfect, like Lauren said. But you're walking away from $100,000 in debt. Now, David, we want to get back to what Jennifer's question was about the mortgage forgiveness debt.
I completely lost my mind there.
You went crazy there for a second.
I went completely.
Which we love.
All right. So the Mortgage Debt Relief Act expired on December 31st, 2013, which basically expunged people from owing money on short sale. So if you sold something that you owed $300 and you sold it for $2, there's a $100,000 shortage that the bank would come after you for. But we talked to Lauren's CPA before the show, and basically and check with your CPA to make sure, but we don't put it all on your CPA. Well, David Hochberg said on the radio.
Yeah, he might be listening. I asked him to call in to help clarify for people.
Right, but in his opinion, if you're still insolvent, you talk to him. Go ahead. Tell us what he said.
So what it is when you close on your short sale and the bank, let's say they eat $100,000, the bank's way of writing off that loss is by sending you a 1099. So normally you would have to go and pay income tax on that 1099 that was issued to you by the bank. And this will happen even if you foreclose.
Right.
And once the property eventually forecloses and the bank eventually sells it, they're going to 1099 you that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know exactly what the amount will be, because who knows when you'll get that. So the Mortgage Forgiveness Debt Relief Act has been going on, and it expired in 2013. And we, called my accountant after the show and said, hey, are people still going to be liable mm-hmm. to have to pay income tax on this 1099 since this Mortgage Forgiveness Debt Relief Act expired? And he said it really hasn't been too much of a problem for him thus far because most of his clients are insolvent.
That's the key. You have to be insolvent.
Insolvent. And basically insolvency is add up all your debt, including this mortgage. And I believe he said insolvency will go off the current value of the home, not mm-hmm. necessarily what you owe on the home. What's the current value of the home? What other debt do you have? Credit cards, car loans. How much debt are you on paper obligated to? is it $400,000? Do you have $400,000 in liquid cash to pay it all off? Most people look at me like I'm crazy and say, no. Therefore, you're insolvent.
Now, here's the other thing. If Jennifer lived in a $500,000 condo and owed $300,000 and just lost her job and she's too, you know, she can't handle the cold because she's a, you know, girl from California.
Sissy.
Right. She's a sissy. You said it, and I'll agree. She can't handle it. And we're only joking, Jennifer. I don't need letters to the deacon saying that I insulted a listener. But if, let's say her place is worth $500 and we don't have this problem with still upside down mortgages, her first call is to a licensed realtor to get rid of the house as soon as you can and don't sit there on price. Just dump it, sell it, and get the hell back to California as soon as you can to limit the hit on the late mortgage payments, because she's obviously going to have late mortgage payments if she's going to lose her job in 21 days and has no money in the bank, and she's not going to be able to carry this thing going forward. So that's another aspect, another angle that people have to think about when looking at selling this home. Don't sit there and go, well, my home's worth $500. Sweetheart, you just lost your job. Okay, guess what? List it for $450 and get rid of it.
Especially if you're going to start missing payments and whacking your credit. That's not worth it.
Cash sale, close in 3 weeks, done. Okay? Yep. So you get rid of the house and the mortgage is there. You got any other tips?
I have one other tip, too, about the credit that we've learned, you know, through your credit expert, who's helped a lot of our homeowners after the short sale, after it closes. Mm-hmm. Basically, okay, you have a short sale reported to your credit. Yes, and you've had some, let's say you've missed 5 mortgage payments or 4 mortgage payments, so that's what's happened to you. Yes, your credit will take a dip, but at the end of the day, you just relieved a $400,000 house off your credit, so you just took $400,000 of the debt off your credit. Now your score goes back up.
Right.
So it's a balancing act. I get people all the time that say, well, what's this going to do to my credit? I'm freaking out about my credit. Look, I don't know exactly what it's going to do to your credit. We all have different credit. But at the end of the day, yes, is it perfect? Is it perfect? No, you're going to have some missed payments because that's a situation you're in. Right. You're going to have a short sale, but then your credit's going to go back up with relieving all this debt off your credit. So a lot of people call me and say, hey, it really wasn't that bad. Didn't go down that much. I only lost 100 points. They were expecting to lose 300 points.
Jennifer, you've got an elephant, a impregnated elephant at like 13 months, because the gestation period of an elephant is 18 months, I learned at the Lincoln Park Zoo. Just in case the listeners wanted to know that, right? Just for some, it's a long time to carry a baby. Would you much rather have the elephant off of your head, or would you much, or do you care about your credit, Jennifer? Which one is more important to you right now?
honestly, I would rather have the stress off of me and, you know, be able to be a little less, more stress-free and, you know, sleep on my mom's couch for a month until I get a job. That's what I'm trying to get to, but you know.
That's what it's all about. I was hoping she wasn't going to say, well, I'm an animal lover and I love elephants. and if the elephant's comfortable in my head, I really don't want to bother it. Leave the elephant alone. I'll take the credit hit. It's more important. But I'm glad I didn't get an elephant lover here. But listen, help's on the way. Your phone number, Kate, after the show.
773-517-2666.
So give Kate a call after the show or Lauren your phone number.
Okay, great.
312-909-1329.
All right. Hey, Jennifer, good luck. And, you know, if you got to go back to California to get a job, you know, it's been fun knowing you. And if not, then, these ladies will definitely help you get rid of the house. And maybe if you're going to stay here, they'll help you find a rental locally that you can move into. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, right, Jennifer.
Thanks for calling.
All right. There we go. Bye-bye. People help. I feel like Wally Phillips, people helping people. 312-235-2525. 312-235-2525. We actually, it's the email, Danny, is thehousingguru@wgn.com, in case you didn't know that.
It is. So sorry. I just passed along the info they sent me.
Dan Levy in the booth.
Sorry.
Saying, hey, look up and give the email out, and he types in the wrong email address. So that's great.
That's the one they sent to me.
Just keep doing a great job. 312-235-2525. 312-235-2525. Danny and I go way back. thehousingguru@wgn.com. All of your real estate related questions about anything, housing, short sale, bankruptcy, saving a home with a bankruptcy, divorce. January's a big month for divorce, ladies.
It's the biggest month for bankruptcy filings.
And divorce.
Divorce filings. And
The North Shore, I got more ladies calling me. Thank God I'm happily married. At least I was when I left the house this morning. It might be a different story when I get home from the Hawks game tonight. But I'm getting calls from people going through divorces up the wazoo. One of the first deals I gave you was a guy I met This is a great story. Swear to God, I'm at a dance class where they line these wacko women line up at like 12:01 the night before in February to sign their kids up for dance class.
Yeah, let's clarify, it's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Not for your own dance class. That's why you're getting crazy looks.
No, it's for my kids,
okay,
right?
So
you are the crazy parent in line?
I go at 6 in the morning, right? Because I'm up at like 4:30. I can't. I'm like a vampire. So I'm up at 4:30. So I'm like on a shift with this other moron husband who's going to be doing this. 312-235-2525 for your real estate question. So there's no the. Okay, Dan's right. There's no the.
According to the IT guy, there's no
according
the.
According to the IT guy, there's no the. So it's Housing
Score
Guru.
Score one for Dan.
Score one for Danny. HousingGuru at WGN.com. So I'm in line there waiting 6 in the morning. I got another guy coming at 7 o'clock to take my spot in line. So I'm sitting there. I'm sitting next to the guy next to me, another knucklehead who's there. So I type on my Facebook, it's amazing what is important to these women. And I'm overhearing all of these things. Oh, my God, I'm going to put one in dance and one in tap, and she's in jazz and this one and that one. And I'm thinking about how am I going to close on this loan and this person going to the
phone call,
and how I'm going to save this person's home and how I'm going to do this. And these women are just talking about, N-n-n-n-n-n. So I go to the guy next to me. I'm going to go get an axe out of my trunk and put it through my head and then pull it out of my head and put it through yours. And he's like, no problem, right? Because we're the only two knucklehead guys there. He said, I posted on Facebook, he friends me on Facebook, lives in Deerfield, was going through a divorce. You remember that deal?
Yep.
It was one of the first short sale deals I ever gave you guys.
Yep.
And
great guy.
From sitting at a dance class, signing my daughters up for dance class, the guy calls me up, was going through a divorce. It was at the beginning of the year because it was freezing, and we start signing up for spring dance classes now. And you guys short sold his house in Deerfield. Wife got divorced, and I think you might have even helped him buy a home or something. It's crazy.
A couple years later, yeah, he did. And he was one of the rare deals where Chase Bank actually ended up giving him and his ex an incentive to do a short sale.
Just to get out.
Yeah, just to get out, which is really rare. But, yeah, that was a while ago.
That's crazy. But it just shows you don't know where the transaction is going to come from. I'm sitting at a dance class.
Right. They're everywhere.
And literally, I wanted to put an axe through my eye. Go ahead.
I was talking to my cab driver on the way here. He's underwater. He's going to call me. So, yeah, I mean, it's everywhere. It's so common. Everybody's pretty much underwater. You know, everybody's going through something hard as this economy is difficult. But I was going to just edit one thing that we talked about previously. I just got an email from my favorite attorney who wanted us
Mr.
to
Gallagher?
Clarify.
Is he listening?
Love Mr. Gallagher, but a different attorney.
It's a different favorite attorney.
He's my second favorite attorney.
Sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
Insolvency is all liabilities exceeding all assets, so not just cash. I think we had mentioned that it was just cash, but also including retirement assets and fair market value of all properties, including the one sold, et cetera. So
all right,
just wanted to make sure we were on the up and up.
Well, why doesn't he call into the show, big shooter? I mean, what? here, sport. Come on.
He's at a closing.
312. Yeah,
he's busy.
He's busy listening to our show at a closing. That's a great attorney. 312 235-2525, 235-2525, 312 area code. Okay, so I get this email. I got an email this morning. I posted on Facebook. I'm going on with Kate and Lauren, short sale experts. Guy says to me, everything's fine. Haven't lost my job. I went back and forth, so I'm going to paraphrase it.
I
home's underwater, $100,000. Okay, I got divorced. I'm the only one living there. I could easily afford it, but I don't want to be in this house anymore. I'm like, so you could easily afford the payments? Yes. How much money you got in the bank? 40, 50 grand. Okay. How much is your mortgage payment? $3,282 a month. Okay. It's not a hardship. Right.
No, you know, next.
He wants to get out because he's now single.
Sure.
He's living in this
house.
Because
he just doesn't want it.
Well, he wants to move downtown to where, you know, he wants to be in a Target-rich environment. Instead of out where he is in this house that's upside down.
He wants
down.
To be where the talent is.
Yeah. You know, he's a guy, and I fully understand that.
Right.
I got divorced. I owned a house in Valparaiso, Indiana. Not a really happening hotspot if you're a single guy.
Not a place to be.
I can only imagine.
So the house stayed empty, and I went back into my bedroom at my parents' house until that place dumped, and then I got a place at Presidential Towers. There
and
you
there
go.
You were. Hot shot at PT.
Back in the city, baby. But in that situation, right, because, again, divorce is another hardship. Job relocation is another hardship. Job loss is another hardship. Job reduction in income from a job you've had.
Right.
Loss of income, reduction of income. You had some major medical bills. right? If she gets relocated back, if she finds a job, God willing, here or in California, she's out of here. I mean, this winter basically scared all the people that can't take it.
That's right.
Are gone, right? You know, they're on a plane whenever O'Hara Midway defrosts, and they're, let's get the hell out of here, you know, you know, which is good because it thins the herd of people that can't handle it, right? If, right. I figured if you could make it through the past week, you know, you deserve to live. You should get a badge of honor for, you know, for living in this freaking city. But those are the major things. Give me some other things that I missed. So job relocation, job reduction, death of a family member, major medical bills. Are those? Is that what you're seeing? Is that are those the main divorce?
Those are pretty much the main ones. But, you know, everybody has some type of story. We've seen it all. Sometimes it's like, oh, I didn't lose my job, but my child got sick. And yeah. We found out my child has this condition. And we've had to spend all this money traveling and paying all these extra medical bills.
Tapped out of IRA, tapped out of 401k.
Right. So there's so many different, sometimes people have multiple hardships. Sometimes people say, well, I have this and this and this going on. I'm not even sure if it's a hardship or enough hardship. I tell them, look, I am not the one to make the decision for
you.
Throw
it against the wall.
I am not the one to tell you whether or not you will be approved or not.
Right.
Apply.
We're not attorneys. We're not giving you advice.
Right.
But
try.
I can't tell you how many people call us and, you know, especially people, I feel like more Lauren and I's age that, you know, maybe they bought a condo.
25.
you know, maybe they bought a condo when they were in their early 20s and now, you know, they're closer to 30 and they're looking to do something different or they need more space. They have a small place and they call and they say, hey, Kate, you know, my place is underwater and, you know, I'm doing fine. You know, I have a job. I can pay my mortgage. I've got no problems, but I just want to dump this thing. I'm like, you know what? I can't help you.
Right.
You know, there has to be a bona fide hardship situation or you're not going to qualify for a short sale. And that's strategic default. I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole. You know, so you have to have...
Strategic default is basically strategic financial suicide.
Sure.
Which is throwing the keys on the table and saying, let the bank have it. I'm done with this. So you're strategically making a decision to default on a loan that you signed 400 papers to, you know, when you applied for the loan, you signed 150 papers. And then when you closed, you signed another 150, 200 papers. You put your word out there. I think that's a scumbag thing to do. That's just my personal opinion. I talk about this all the time.
Right.
I bought a $485,000 condo in Phoenix. Okay.
Yeah. You told us about this.
Yeah. Great move, right, Mr. Real Estate
Expert?
I'm sure
that feels good every month.
It feels wonderful.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Worth a quarter of what you paid?
It dropped to $98,000. They were selling two-bedroom condos.
Wow.
It's now back to $350,000. Okay, I'm talking from 2006-07 when I bought it. Kablooey, it went down to in 08. 8, 9, 10.
Uh-huh.
Right, 08, it just collapsed out there. And 9, they were selling for $95,000.
Wow.
Now they're going for $325,000, $350,000. Thank God.
You're getting closer. You're warmer.
Right, I got a pulse. I'm still nowhere near the 485. Listen, I get a 4, have a nice day. I'll eat the 85G.
You didn't just bail.
I didn't bail.
Right.
I'm not going to bail.
Right.
I mean, I signed this. I put my name on a contract.
You didn't
and I'm
have
gonna,
the hardship.
I'm going to pay. I didn't have the hardship.
Right. You can afford it.
I can afford it.
Doesn't
I paid
matter
it.
That it's not worth what you.
It's
what
not
you
the
paid.
Bank's responsibility if you made a bad decision, made a bad deal, and bought in a bad area, or the area that you bought and took a complete kablooey shot down in value. That's not the bank's fault. That's your fault. Now, if somebody died like Barbara's husband, and then Barbara lost her job and she blew through her assets. Okay,
there you go.
There you
different.
Go.
It's totally
I have people
different.
Calling and saying, "Oh, you know, hey, I got to send my kids to college."
Right.
You know, that's not hardship. That's not the bank's problem.
Right.
So you know,
tell your kid to get a job.
There's a lot of circumstances where you know we can help, but you know, we'll also be straight. We'll shoot you straight every time and let you know what might qualify and what might not.
Yeah, and I know Kate's had this caller in the past too. I had a caller ask me, "Hey, you know, I want to do a short sale because we've overgrown this home. We need to get out of it.
Right.
We can afford it. It's just too small for us. So we're going to go buy another home."
Oh,
now,
here you go. Right.
And then we want to do a short sale on this home.
Right.
Will you help me? No, I will not. I cannot.
Right.
That's also strategic default.
You
cannot go buy another home and then strategically stop paying on the one that you just grew out of.
It's called fraud.
It's called fraud. It's strategic default. No, we cannot help you. You must have hardship. And, you know, what's wrong with renting it out? Well, I don't want to be a landlord.
Tough.
Maybe you need to be a landlord. Learn how to do it. I'll show you the ropes. It's not that hard.
Unless it look really good in an orange Ray Rayner jumpsuit with DOC, Department of Corrections, on the back of it, and you're in this profession, you stay the hell away from those deals. And let somebody else who's not as on the up and up, right, and wants to dance in the cracks, forget about it. You're not going near it. You're not going near it. I'm not going near it. Have a nice day. Go blow your leg off. Step on a landmine with somebody else. Because when they come back, and if anybody's associated with that, I got a tattoo now, 136675. Anything I do comes back to that property. You know, they've got me.
That's okay? Right.
And I'm not putting, and I won't do it before they gave me the number, and I'm not doing it now. So have a nice day. Go blow yourself up with somebody else. I'm not having any part in that transaction because they will come after you because there's a division of the Federal Housing Finance Authority that is specifically going after people that are doing that, and they will come after you. They have access to all your bank statements. They've got access to everything, and they will see what you're doing, and they will sue you for the difference, and they will take you down for the shortage that would happen because what you did was fraud. There you go. Have a nice day. How much time we got there, Captain? All right. Say goodbye, ladies.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If you have any questions regarding a short sale, think you might need some help or a consultation to decide if it's right for you, please feel free to reach out to me. I'll be answering calls all day. 312-909-1329.
And I'm Kate Dolan with Jamison Real Estate. Lauren and I are partners. Feel free to call either of us. You can call me at 773-517-2666.
And I'm David Hochberg, the housing guru here at WGN.FM.com. 312-896-2111 is my phone number if you want to reach me during the week. We're here every Wednesday, 11 to noon. Email address, housingguru@wgn.com. You're going to start hearing lots of ads running. Well, you know, they're running right now. If you email me a question, housingguru@wgn.com, I will actually, it's wgnradio.com. Let's get this right. Housingguru@wgnradio.com. Housingguru@wgnradio.com. I will answer your questions. We'll bring them on the show, answer them on the air. We're also going to be doing videotaping of the answers, kind of similar to what I do at NBC5 with Ask the Mortgage Man. We're going to tape about 10 or 15 of those at one shot, catalog and break them down into categories. So short sales will go over here, bankruptcies will go over there, foreclosure. So people are able to go through, flip through. You know, you want information about a reverse mortgage, here's the email, here's your answer. So we're building this thing, right? This is the second show. First show we did was at the end of last year. It was kind of a trial run. This is the first show of this year. I've got my short sale team in here, my ladies here, Lauren Hsu and Kate Dolan. Next Wednesday, I've got my bankruptcy guy, Rob Semrad of Debt Stoppers. He's going to come in to talk about how a bankruptcy can save a can stop a foreclosure, how you could save your home, how you don't lose your home with the bankruptcy. Everybody's like, bankruptcy is not for me, and I'm going to lose your home. Wrong and wrong. Okay?
Right.
Okay, so we're here to help you. All right? The show's called The Housing Guru because it's got to do with everything about housing, real estate, mortgages, taxes, short sales, bankruptcies, trustee, estate planning. David Schluter is going to come in and talk about estate planning. Gary Novell, my credit guru, is going to come in and talk about credit enhancement, how you get your credit scores up. I've got a bank of realtors from the city here all the way out to Aurora and Sugar Grove. Okay, I could hook you up with a realtor. What does it cost to buy or to use a realtor, ladies?
Absolutely nothing.
Because?
The seller pays it.
Thank you. So if you're buying a home and you think you're going to be saving money, I know it's a trick question, Kate. Kate was like, because, come on, let's go. It's an easy one, for God's sake. It's the one-inch putt you can blow on it. It'll go on the damn home.
The seller pays the realtor. So when you're looking to buy a home, why don't you have a realtor? You need some help.
Because people are too smart for their own good, and they think they're going to save
money. I know.
And they're not, because because the seller's realtor is going to get the entire commission.
Right. Okay. And they think they're doing themselves a favor.
Right. Well, so the only person it's really good for is the seller's attorney, is the seller's realtor. Because the seller's realtor is going to get the entire commission, and you're going to save nothing.
And you have no one on your side to help you.
So I've got home inspectors, I've got home warranty guys, I've got commercial lenders, I've got commercial brokers. Whatever you need, real estate related, it's here every Wednesday, 11 to 12. 312-896-2111 if you want to reach me during the week. Housingguru@wgnradio.com is the email to send all your real estate related questions, and I will get them. It gets bounced directly to me, and I will answer them. We'll bring them in and talk about it. We're going to get the heck out of here. We got another show coming in. I appreciate you spending your Wednesday, and mark it down next Wednesday at 11. We'll be back with more information about housing that will help you. The Housing Guru Show, David Hochberg. See you next week.